This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Democrats say the House of Representatives will consider impeachment of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Wednesday will be exactly 1 week after an angry mob of Trump supporters invaded the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., using violence and attacks on police officers to break into the historic building. The attack came after President Trump spoke to his supporters at a rally blocks away, fueling the conspiracy that the presidential election was stolen from him. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told Democrats on a call Monday that members should plan to return to Washington on Tuesday evening. They will consider a House resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. That resolution is expected to pass, but Pence is unlikely to act. Hoyer says the House will then consider impeachment on Wednesday. House Democrats have moved quickly to draft an article of impeachment, charging President Trump with incitement of insurrection. As many as 15,000 National Guard members will assist security efforts for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration set for January 20th. The National Guard chief made the announcement Monday after multiple calls for increased security. The National Guard has a long history of helping to secure U.S. presidential inaugurations. By contrast, only about 8,000 National Guard members were present during President Trump's inauguration in 2016. The announcement comes amid warnings of possible violence in the days leading up to the inauguration. The FBI sent a memo to police departments across the country, the memo warning that armed protests could happen in as many as 50 state capitals. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Monday said she sees the suspension of President Trump from Twitter and other social media platforms as problematic. Initially, Twitter suspended President Trump's account for at least 12 hours after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Then Friday, the social media platform moved to suspend his account indefinitely, citing a risk of inciting more violence. When asked about the decision, Merkel's spokesman told reporters in Berlin, the basic right to freedom of opinion is of elementary significance. He said exceptions can be made to that right, but based on the law, not based on the resolution of social media platforms. And from that point of view, the chancellor sees the permanent suspension of the U.S. president's account as problematic. 7 mass coronavirus vaccination sites across England Monday opened up as the government raced to dose millions of people while a new strain of the disease runs rampant across the country. Sites include football stadiums and a horse racing course and are located in cities including Bristol, London, Newcastle, and Manchester. They are to vaccinate thousands per week, with several more sites expected to follow, according to the National Health Service in England. Northern Ireland's supply chain is within days of falling apart as new post-Brexit checks stem the flow of freight into the UK province, Hollier's warned on Monday. Supermarkets are experiencing considerable difficulties stocking shelves since the Brexit transition period ended. That's according to the Road Haulage Association policy manager for Northern Ireland. Taiwan should expect 1 or 2 senior visitors this month and an open door in the years ahead. This comes after the U.S. government's decision Saturday to lift its ban on high-level contacts, a view it had observed to get along with the Asian island's political rival China, according to scholars. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared Saturday that previous restrictions on Taiwan-bound travel by American diplomats, service members, and other officials were null and void. He said the U.S. government had been living by the self-imposed rules in an attempt to appease the communist regime in Beijing. Women will now formally be allowed to serve in more roles in the Catholic Church. This comes after Pope Francis changed church law. The decree allows women to serve as readers and altar servers, as well as to assist priests. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.